With Vectis Radio, we've got our open morning this morning. We're inviting local businesses in, and we've just been joined by Professor Tempest, otherwise known as it was Professor Tempest, wasn't it?
Yes, it was indeed. Yeah.
Mark Tuckey's in. Morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning. Nice to be here.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now you must be, you know, because getting ready, because you must be really busy, because it's Halloween this Saturday. What have you got going on this week?
Yeah, we got lots of things going on. All week we've got walks in different locations. All this information you should be able to pick up from any of the information points around the island or our website, ghostisland.com, and the Facebook page, of course, Isle of Wight Ghost Experience. But one of the major things we've done this year is to celebrate Halloween, we've produced this app in conjunction with Visit Isle of Wight. This app is under the title of The Isle of Fright. It's completely free to download, and we've chosen 13 sites on the island which are spooky. You can go to any of these locations and click in on your mobile, and I pop up and tell you about the history and the ghostly goings-on. But also, for a bit of fun, while you're there, you can take your photographs of your family standing there with the background there. And there is a series of ghost illustrations. And you can page in one of these ghosts on your photographs for a bit of fun. One of the ghosts is the demon out of the latest Paramount Films Paranormal Activity in 3D. This is apparently their last Paranormal Activity film. Very popular with the youngsters. And so all in all, that's good stuff. Apart from the ghost walks, I've got a little coach tour going every afternoon, 2 o'clock from Newport, in South Street there, the coach bay. We go for 2 hours around the island, and I talk about the ghosts of the locations, some of which are on the app. And Saturday's the big day. We've got a couple of walks down at the Botanic Gardens, and we hope to go in the tunnels and have some fun there. And then in the evening, we're going to a very large mansion in Bonchurch. And from 10 o'clock Saturday night through till 10 o'clock Sunday morning, we shall be investigating this large mansion, which we've already visited on a couple of occasions. But it is so big, it is difficult to cover it all in one night. So let's hope we have some new secrets to unlock on that site.
There's some spookiness in your voice, do you know?
Oh, yes.
It's almost like I almost began to cross my legs and listen for the story. Do you ever get scared yourself?
Not often, no. I get apprehensive, but I wouldn't say I really get scared or terrified. Most of what we come across is quite mild and not aggressive. We come across the odd occasional thing, but by and large, it's all good.
Okay, so, I mean, I know you are good friends with Gay Baldwin, and she writes a lot of books.
She does.
Have you got any books out yourself?
No, I haven't written one yet. I have considered writing a book, because now I've been doing this for 20 years now.
Yeah, I bet you've got some
stories. So I've got a few stories to tell, and a few adventures, and a few funny bits as well, which may make an interesting read.
Go on, tell us a funny story.
Tell you a funny story. Well, my crew that work for me, they love to set me up, right? And on one evening in Newport Town many years ago, they decided that it was set me up. I'm doing the walk, going along the street, and I noticed the other side of the pavement, this poor old chap coming down on crutches. And I don't take any notice of him, really. But all of a sudden, one of my actors jumps out straight into this guy with the crutches. They go flying, he collapses on the floor, and I'm going, oh my goodness, what on earth? And of course they'd set the whole thing up. Oh dear. They had a few words from me at the afterwards, but it was funny afterwards, but at the time I was absolutely horrified, because they'd done it so well.
I mean, the Isle of Wight is like, there are so many, we're told, so many ghosts, so many stories, so many places that are haunted. Is there anywhere that you haven't been yet, but it's on the list?
Oh, there are many locations like that, some of which, of course, are privately owned or because of the nature of the work they're involved in, you know, it would be difficult to get in. There are several places like that. But the Isle of Wight is a very special and a very spiritual place. They tell me that the ley lines, the invisible ancient energy lines, converge on the Isle of Wight exactly as they do at Stonehenge. So whether that has an effect, I don't know. But the paranormal is all to do with history and the past. And the island history is very underrated. We've had some wonderful stuff here. I mean, look, you know, Charles I imprisoned in Carisbrook Castle, Queen Victoria building Osborne Palace, as it was called when she was in residence there, and the smugglers, the shipwrecks. It all adds and builds to a wonderful Isle of Fright.
Do you know what? There's been a lot of programs just recently, a lot of dramas that have been a little bit scary, a little bit paranormal, a little bit. And I'm just thinking, the Isle of Wight is this hotbed of places where it is kind of scary. I'm surprised that somebody hasn't written a story and they've based it here on the Isle of Wight. And we've got plenty of people that can write it. We've got plenty of people that can probably direct it as well.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because the story between the Worsleys, Richard and Seymour Worsley, from Appledurken House, and Morris George Bissett from Cainighton Gorges. Now, Cainighton Gorges was the oldest, the largest and finest of all the manor houses on the island. There, as you know, it no longer exists. He ordered it to be pulled down so that his daughter could not inherit. But this story, and the story of Knighton Gorge in particular, which goes back right the way to the 11th century, when Hugh de Morville, who murdered Thomas à Becket at Canterbury all those centuries ago, he fled to the island to hide away, and that was where he went, Knighton Gorges, and he started that manor house. Now, this story I always was going to have a word with Anthony Minghella about, because it has everything. It has drama, it has anger, lust, it has the lot. Now, this last summer, TV, I think it was BBC Two, put on The Scandalous Lady W, which I was very disappointed with. It was factually very incorrect.
Me too, for that same reason.
Yeah, yeah. Very incorrect. It was done on a budget. They never spoke about the island. They never visited the island. The houses that were meant to be Appledurken never looked anything like it. And I was very, very disappointed. Why they put this particular angle on, I do not know, for it is very, very incorrect.
Well, so watch this space, is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
There is a plan in it.
I think it ought to be laid out to somebody. Of course, as we know, Anthony Minghella regrettably died, but there is somebody out there who loves the island, I'm sure, who has some influence to develop this story into a blockbusting film.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, look, it's brilliant to talk to you. I could talk to you for a hell of a lot longer. Would you come in one day, for a whole hour?
Yeah, right. I will.
A whole hour of scary stories.
That would be great.
Brilliant. Nice to see you. Just give out some details again for this weekend. The details are on the website, yeah?
Yes, they are on the website, ghostisland.com. Also, the Facebook page is very lively. We've got lots of followers on that, the Isle of Wight Ghost Experience. And as I say, the information points also have our flyers and the like.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming in. Nice to see you, Mark.
Thank you.
And have a great Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.